and welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Girl Talk podcast. I am your host, Miss Alika, and with me I have
Coach B.
Yes, y'all, my life is going through a lot of changes right now. Forgive me. But we are back with another show that came on Netflix. I am beyond excited. I have been looking for this show on my Fire Stick and everywhere for the longest and could not find it. But One-on-One, starring one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Kyla Pratt, is now available to watch on Netflix. All five seasons. I thought there were more seasons than five because it ended on a cliffhanger, and I'm still upset about it.
Listen, but honestly, don't be like me, Miss Lick, because I have, like, six different shows I'm watching right now. I am watching Girlfriends, One-on-One, Half and Half,
and something else, like, all on the same platform, Netflix, but I haven't completed not one of them.
I am having a hard time finishing One-on-One because I'm on the last season, and I know how it ends, and I just can't bring myself to get to the end because I know it's over, and I'm not going to want to rewatch. Well, I mean, I probably will rewatch the whole season. But I just know how it ends, and I don't like how it ended. So I'm just not ready to watch it again.
Yeah, no. I can't. It's too much to get through. Like, because this how it ended up happening. I started, like, Girlfriends. I think that came out first. And then, you know, Life and cartoons, because I do have a child. And then it was like, oh, shoot. They didn't draw Half and Half. Okay, boom. Next thing you know, a few days later, oh, they didn't drop One-on-One. Oh, okay, let me start this. The next few days, oh, they didn't drop something else. So it's like every time it started, I just started
watching something else. Yep. All right, so for those of you who have not seen this wonderful, I can't say cinematic because that's movies. I don't know. This wonderful masterpiece that was crafted on TV around Kyla Pratt. If y'all can't tell, she's one of my favorite actresses. Centers around her transitioning from living with her mother to living with her father in Baltimore. Her mom was living in Alaska. She studies whales. And she got an opportunity to go to another country to study whales. And Brianna didn't want to go. So it goes through all of Brianna's high school years, living with her dad, her having relationships, her and her friendships, all that good stuff. It's really, really good. You should watch it. It follows her all the way to her freshman year of college, where she meets these other people and has to have roommates for the first time.
Oh, I think I remember that. I haven't watched it in so long, but I think this is when Anaya's hair was like yellow and kind of curly.
Yep, that's how it started off. And then he got the braids. And then he went, like, to a low cut with curls in the final seasons. And that's Ray J was introduced in that final season.
And she loves him.
Yes, does. Which I really wanted to know if they ended up together for real or if they just had that one interaction together.
Why is it always the person that you never looked at as someone you should love? Until they, like, love somebody else. And then you're like, oh, God. Like, if you've noticed, almost every show is like that. It's like you have your person. You can depend on them. And you don't take them for granted, but you always just assume they're going to be there. And then when they're not and somebody has their attention, you, like, that's when they want them back. And I'd be like, nah, that's fucked up. I mean, excuse me. But that's messed up because y'all took them through the ringer. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had loved you from the beginning. But you let them watch you date different dudes, different girls, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they watched you go through your heartache. They watched you go through your highest of highs and your lowest of lows. And then now that they are somebody else's person, you can't handle it. When y'all could have been together. Like, because that's not Family Matters. Yeah, Family Matters. That's One-on-One. That's Half and Half. That's Girlfriends. That's I'm sure it's thousands of The Game, A Different World, all of them. That's everybody's storyline.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get on this because what you're not going to do is slander A Different World and Dwayne and Whitley. We're not going to do that.
Oh, you want to jump on that? You want to talk about toxic masculinity? Are you kidding me? Listen to me, Alika. Let's go there. Let's go. Check this out. So, this man did not want this girl. She tried her hardest to get his attention. She got his attention. And then guess what? Once he got her, he threw her to the wayside and could have cared less because he was too busy trying to do other things and live his life. Then she's heartbroken. She finally heals her heart. She gets ready to move on. She's at her wedding. Excuse me, that my country just showed is not ting, it's wedding. So, you know, excuse that. But she's at her wedding, and now you profess your love for me? Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute, because that's not how that went. Don't give me...
Yes, it did. Where am I lost?
They were in a relationship for a while. They were engaged to each other.
After she forced the relationship, listen, prime example of an F-boy. You know I like you. Listen, Alika, yes. You know I like you. You string me along. I finally give you the time of day. The ball is in your court, and you treat me like you never knew you wanted me. That is toxic.
I just feel like if we're going to say that, it goes the same way. Because Dwayne wanted Whitley and she didn't want nothing to do with him either. So let's just put that out there. Don't act like it was all one-sided.
I mean, you're correct. She was tired of him as well. But my thing is, if y'all were going to be more invested, like they were never on the same page. It was one was more invested, one was less invested. And then it switched. If that was going to be the reality, y'all should have just stayed friends.
They probably should have just stayed friends anyway.
Because now y'all are in situations where I love you. I love you too. We shouldn't be together, but I don't want to do with this with nobody else. So here. So fine. I'll just put up with you. I'm not really happy. I'm just putting up with you.
I think with this show, excuse me, we get caught up in like moments. Like my favorite moment is when Dwayne Staple Whitley. Somebody stapled somebody to something at Jaleesa's wedding, and he asked her what type of man she wanted, and she gave him all these characteristics, and he was like, what if he was broke? And she was like, that type of man is never broke. And I think like that changed his perspective of her, and like that was my favorite moment. And after that, okay, I was invested in them as a couple.
I will give you that because the type of man she wanted versus the type of man he was going to eventually be that guy, but he wasn't that guy in the moment.
Ooh, okay. Segue. So let's talk about dating potential because it's a thing and it starts early. Y'all look at these boys and be like, ooh, let's just take athletes because it's easier. Ooh, he gonna go to the league. Ooh, he got a full ride to college. Girl, you don't know what that man gonna do.
Okay, because let me tell you who can testify to that. Okay. I've played the part. I've been that girl. I rode the wave. And then when it was time to talk about pros, it was a discussion. It was a possibility. It happened. And it happened for like practice squad time. Like never made it to, you know, like a real game, which no knock, I'm not throwing no salt on man's name. Like, that's a huge accomplishment. But the way it played out, once the dream wasn't met or realized, that was a kick in the face. And he didn't know how to handle it. And he treated me like awful. Like, you was just with me because you thought I was going to the league. You ain't really love me. You were never really there for me. Now, mind you, I had been with Buddy at this point for in the freshman year, beginning of senior year. So was that 3 years? Yeah. in the moment I wasn't there for him like he thought I should have been in that moment, I was never anything more than somebody after his money.
Dang.
So it's like, don't date the potential. Date the potential, but know what's in front of you. Like, when I first met my husband, he was more established than I was used to, but I also saw potential in him to do better. It's the difference between established and then the next level versus never open the door. Those are two different types of potential.
Because you can only push him so far to be great.
Listen, he's only going to show you so many times he don't want your help.
Yep. For real.
And when they show out the first time, believe them.
Yes.
Because that's the truth. That is the truth. No matter how much he go back into trying to be the cuddly bear, when he show you that lion, believe that lion the first time.
Yep.
Because that's how he get under pressure. Or that's how he move when shit get hot. You don't need no hothead dude that's going to move funny when it get hot. Because now you being flashy. You being loud. You finna get us caught up.
Exactly. Some stuff
I'll take me a low-key any day.
Yes.
Because a low-key going to be good in any situation.
Period.
Okay, poker face it. And that's just that. That's what kind of man I got now who never let them see you sweat. And I'd be like, yes, sir. Thank you, because you see my every emotion. My emotion sit on my, mine sit on right here on my shoulder. That's why I tell people my mouth, that is the problem. That is a problem. But this face is even worse. Because I'm going to let every emotion I see, it's going to be right on my face. You're going to know when I'm mad, you're going to know when I'm sad, and you're going to know when I'm happy.
Exactly. Same. Like, I can't hide disappointment for nothing.
Oh, listen. Sadness? No, not even. You know what? Sadness is not my worst. Mine is angry. You are going to know I'm mad. People at work be like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. But sometimes I just make faces and people be like, you all right? Like, I can never have a chilling face. Like, resting bitch face. I can never have that because people really think something's wrong. And I just be chilling, in my own head. But I'm usually such a happy person. Or, like, giggly, laughing person. The moment that I'm not, people automatically assume something wrong.
Apparently, I pout when I'm chilling. I've been told I pout a lot. I'm like, oh.
You do, a child. Especially when it comes to your birthday.
I'm still upset.
See?
But the thing is, this year I'm not upset because I'm not doing nothing. I'm upset because I planned something else on my birthday weekend, which I never do. And I have friends that come through for me in the clutch, and I can't even do what they plan for me to do.
But you know what? My husband's the same way. I'd be like, babe, it's like for some reason we keep catching L's on his birthday every year. Now it's like, I don't even care. Because when I first met him, he was like, birthdays ain't that big of a deal. And me, I'm big on my birthday, so I tried to make him be big on his birthday. And he literally like, I don't care. And then last year, he finally got excited. We booked this whole trip to Miami. He had never been. We were supposed to go to Miami. And like, I had stuff planned for us to do, places we're going to go, all that stuff. And then guess what hit? Coronavirus and shut us right down. And the year before that, we didn't do nothing because we knew we was gonna have a child. So we was like, okay, we're gonna sit down and make sure, our child come in here with everything he need. Boom, we did that. Then last year we was ready because now we parents, we need a break. Sight, coronavirus. So this year I planned us a little getaway for like a day. Like, we just gonna go somewhere on his birthday and we're gonna kick it like that. Like, regardless, we going. Because this has been 2 years So yeah, we're going.
I need to figure out what we're doing for my boyfriend's birthday this year.
Nobody don't care, y'all, because we were supposed to have a girls' weekend, but
I'm so upset.
Miss Alika decided that she didn't want to do that. First of all, we are so far off topic.
And are. That's why, again, this is why our podcast is called Not Your Average Girl Talk, because that's what it ends up being.
When we get to going, we get to going.
So about this trip, let me tell y'all, because what Brittany not going to do is slander me. So I had already planned, I have a girls group here, and every February we take them out for Galentine's. And because I had decided I wasn't going on my trip for my birthday already, because y'all know I normally, well, no, y'all don't know, but I normally plan like months and months in advance. So I had to, we had already figured out we weren't going on my trip. So I was like, well, I can just do their outing on that day because I'm doing a brunch on that Sunday and I'm booked all the rest of February, which I need to figure out if I'm still booked all of February. So, our friend Shelby and Brittany apparently talked about this without me, but I'm very grateful because it made my heart happy. They planned, it did. They planned a weekend in Charleston. We were going to go wine tasting, everything I like to do. It was great. But then, first of all, I was supposed to go to Charleston with my boyfriend the weekend before, and I was like, well, I already have been in Charleston that weekend, and I don't want to go to Charleston back to back. Plus, I have something to do on the 20th already. Do y'all know how devastated I was to have to say that I can't move nothing so I can go on this trip? Especially when I found out we're not going to Charleston for Valentine's Day anymore.
Are you kidding?
No, like, we're not going for Valentine's Day anymore.
Girl, what? And I listen, I'm all for the celebration and turn up and all that stuff, but I can't leave my man Valentine's Day weekend.
Y'all, my boyfriend, like, first of all, let me be clear. Oh, no. I don't think he's listening. I don't really care about Valentine's Day because my birthday is like the week after, but whatever. So my boyfriend's planned 3 days of stuff for us to do since we're not going out of town anymore.
Because he knows you just like, okay. I was planning his little getaway. His birthday's in March. He's like, well, go ahead and book your trip for your birthday. I'm like, bro, my birthday is in July. It's January. He said, I don't care. Come on. He already knows where we staying, what we gonna do, what we gonna eat.
Yes. I don't let Anthony plan my
birthday.
But listen to me. I was just like, man, it was just a thought and you ran with it.
Yeah, no.
So I appreciate it.
No, he doesn't get to do that.
But the thing is, I've done the whole girls' weekends, I've done the crazy trips, I've done the pass out trips, I've done all that. So I'm cool with being low key and kicking it with my man. But every now and then I do miss a good, you know.
Girls' weekend. I understand.
Not about one-on-one, you know. We talked about it in the beginning. Okay, we're gonna swing back. So, Kyla Pratt character and Flex. In my mind, that was the ideal father-daughter relationship.
Yes, their relationship was everything.
Wasn't it? I was like, bro, I am so jealous they talk about everything. They match together. Hey, do you remember the episode where it's like early on when she turned into him? Yeah, I'll get it from my daddy flat out. And her dad looked at her like, oh, that's my baby girl. Cause sis was pulling them.
Can you buy this for me, baby? Can you do this for me? Oh, yes, honey. Like, I was like, that's who I want to be like.
Ooh, that was funny to me. They had a great relationship. And then, I mean, I'm sure. My bad, go ahead.
Then they got to the point where it was getting really bad and they went to therapy together. That's when I was like, yeah, like, that's what's up.
Yeah, like, and it's so crazy, how many life lessons TV shows tried to show us when we were younger, but we didn't see it as that while we were in it.
Nope.
Now that we're further removed, we're like, dang, that was a good life lesson.
Oh, yeah.
I should have been watching it, but I was listening to Girlfriends, and they said some of the realest, like, Tony, you are grown now. It is time to let some of this childish stuff go. Because at this point, you are an adult, and it's time to face some things in your life. And I was like, hold on, hold on, what? When I was younger, I'm sure I looked right past that. Like, they have nothing to do with me.
I know it's a lot of stuff I look past, but I was like...
But now it's my life. But now it's
my life.
That's how it be, man. You look back on stuff and like, dang, should have saw that. Dang.
Yeah, like, how come I didn't see that coming? But I, you know what's crazy? I can see it for everybody else. But I think but I can think see it for everybody else because I didn't see it coming for me, so it hit me. So now, and everybody else, I can see the signs. Like, oh, boy. This how this
gonna
go.
Yeah, this gonna go.
Like, once you...
This how this is
gonna go.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
I mean, I wasn't gonna say that.
My gosh. But it's so many people, like, I am this person for so many people.
And who's this person for you, Coach B?
Listen. I didn't know for a long time, but now I know.
My husband.
Yeah, that's my boo.
Like,
between him and my best friend, they get me through. I mean, I called you yesterday. Simple panic.
Don't downplay that. It was real.
Listen. I was like, oh my God, I have to find somebody. Who can I talk to? I was like, okay. Me and Alika, we there.
I can call her.
Because listen.
And then I said, hey, how you doing?
She said, I'm all right. I said, oh my God. Listen, I be trying to be respectful. I'm like, you okay? Can I talk?
She was like, me too. Let's go. Let's get it out.
And you know what?
When I still lived at home and I realized my life was not what I expected it to be at that time, meaning no kids, not married, no potential, none of that, I got to the point.
We would meet up on Sundays, we would go get some wine. And we would literally watch romantic comedies or listen to Hurt Your Feelings music. And cry.
My goodness.
Do you know how emotionally unstable you have to be?
You have to be.
I don't think I ever said that out loud. But yes, girl. We used to just sit there and cry because we both was like, this is not the life we thought we was going to have.
That's the thing. I had to work through some of that.
Cry. Like, what? And I used to look forward to it. Like, whew, yeah. Because
sometimes you need it. Like, sometimes you really need, like, the emotional release that comes from crying.
Of course, yeah. And you know one thing I found that does me better is once I've had an emotional cry like that, to get in the shower and wash that off. It is the
best shower you ever take.
You feel me? Like... You be like, oh my gosh, all the extra emotional baggage and stuff. Let's just go ahead and wash that down the drain. Just like I washed 2020 down the drain because I wasn't claiming that to 2021 to be like 2020.
Right. It won't be.
So.
Nope. All right.
Wow. Yeah, this has been a heavy
day. It was not supposed to be.
Yeah, it wasn't. I literally, before I sat down, I said, we're going to talk about 101.
I was excited. This is one of my favorite shows. Because, again, Kyla Pratt is my favorite. And I maybe it's just because she's just so childlike. Like, I'm having real trouble, like, picturing her as an adult, even though she's grown with some kids. And I think she's still engaged. I don't think they got married officially.
Speaking of, I'm sorry to change the
subject. They look just like her.
Have you seen her daughters? They look...
like, just like her.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
Her entire face.
So, what I want them to do, because they're doing a live-action Proud Family. I think that's what I saw. And I want them to do it with her grown and put her daughter in it. I'm a real fan of actors using their kids.
Oh, yeah, that would be cute. That would be cute. Is this like a series? Or is this like a play?
But I can't remember. Like, one time they said live action, and then one time they said cartoon. So I don't really remember 100% what they finally decided on.
I don't really like that idea. But, I mean, it's not up to me. But, I mean, because I don't see how are you going to do that. Like, is Flex going to be her dad? Who's going to be? I mean, he could be. And she, and I guess her and Arnaz could be. I mean, who's going to be Arnaz? Because I'm sure these two shows are going to clash. This is how I see it in my mind. Flex is Oscar Proud, right? And, like, Tisha Campbell is her mama. They are old now. Kyla Pratt and Arnaz, I don't know who they're going to let. They are married now, and they have her daughter who looks just like her. I think that's how that's going to play out. But who would play Arnaz? Because I really feel like they're going to intertwine these two shows, because Flex could literally be Oscar Proud, her dad.
They can find, I can't think of Arnaz's real name, but they can find him. He ain't doing nothing. The last thing he did was the Tyler Perry series, Meet the Browns. He ain't doing nothing.
But, you're right, but they might get whoever, they can't get Sticky, like, in real life, because he's gone on drugs, but they could get somebody to be Sticky, because maybe they'll play it as Penny and Sticky finally knew their love for each other.
Sticky. You're not going to do that to Dejanay.
But no, they loved each other. Penny loved her some Sticky. Like, girl, stop playing. You don't want to be with him because your homegirl like him, but I know you like him for real.
I can't think of his name, but he was Asian. He played Romeo and they played. That's what she needed to be with because she loved him.
Oh my God, let me tell you something. If they do that, I'll watch it. it'll be like Cinderella with Brandy in it. I'll watch it. If they do that, that was a good movie.
Do you know one of my biggest regrets is not getting to see Kiki Palmer as Cinderella on Broadway? Kiki Palmer.
You know what? I thought I wanted to go to that. And I probably actually did want to go to that, but then I think I threw it.
I don't know who's gonna pay for them tickets.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to go see something else too, and I was like, because I really want to take a train ride to like New York and make it a whole thing, and then be. You know how they do like that whole touristy, like walk out from the subway and be like, I'm here. I want to do one of those moments. Like, as many times as I've been to New York, I've never.
I was about to say, I know you've been to New York. Like,
yeah, several times, but I've always went to see family, so we weren't doing all those touristy things.
You know, one time I went, I did all the touristy things because I went with the band. And then the second time I went, I almost got kidnapped and locked in a dungeon, allegedly. Allegedly.
That is not funny, but what in the world?
You know the old people that be walking and they sell purses, but they sell them underground. So you have to go underground with them to get, like, the knockoff bags or whatever. And I really wanted a Birkin. So this lady was like, she could do it and it would be $400. I just had to come with her now. So little me, this I started trotting off. And I don't remember if it was, I think it was the time I went with the band. My mama snatched me up so quick. She was like, where are you going? To get my purse, what do you mean? And here she go. That lady could have left you down there and locked you in a dungeon. You're going under the city and don't even know who you're going with.
Listen, my parents are the same way. That happened to me when I went on a cruise to Mexico. And they was like, come on, we got something to drink, Sandra. You know, they was like, if you walk your ass in there and drink that stuff from... And I was like, what do y'all think people are really going to do to us out here? Like, you got me out here stereotyping groups of people for no reason. I was like, what do you really think they're going to do? It's a bunch of us out here. I don't know. This old people mindset. And I want to be the first one to say, like, I am not that person anymore. I am not finna discriminate on a whole class of people or a whole, you know, ethnicity of people. But golly, like, why did it have to be all that? Locked. She could have took you under there and locked you up. Golly, did you have to go A to Z? You couldn't stop at N or nothing like that? You had to go from A to Z?
Like,
okay, now what if it wasn't all that? Golly.
A 50,000 person for $100. That's all I wanted.
I guess. I wish I could be more flashy, but it's not in me. I can't. I'm not doing that. I wasn't paying the $400.
But only because the lady was like, those are really hard to copy, and that's why it was $400. Because at that time, I could have got a coach purse for $20. I did get a coach purse for $20.
Oh, well.
I did.
Girl, come up here to Atlanta. You can get whatever you want, boo.
But it was so funny because the guy gave me, like, these different clips or whatever, so I could pop out the coach logo and put a different one in if I wanted to carry a different purse. I don't know what happened to them persons either. Dang.
See, you wasn't even meant to have. You done did all that. Like, they got snatched up and locked up under the city. And you don't even want to take care of it.
But, y'all.
All right, ladies and gents and parents. We're just on our soapbox. Just going. We're going to just have to call this episode Girl Talk because we did not talk about what we were supposed to talk about. Yeah, we'll be more organized next week, you guys. Sometimes, you know, you just need a little, you know, yeah, not so average, huh? All right, so any affirmations for the week, Miss Alika? I do too. I think I have a good one. But I don't know if I should go first because I might forget. Okay. Live in your authentic state.
Say it again.
Live in your authentic state. Live in your happiness. Live in your truth. That is the most freeing thing ever. And once you get to the point where you could care less, it's a great place to be. All right, what you got for us? Period. One more time for the people in the back. Elaborate for the people, please, Miss Alika. Period, Pooh. Because listen, I thought I knew where you was going, but I didn't know for sure. So I was like, let me see what she about to say, and then I can know how to react.
I'm not average. And ain't.
I'm not that girl.
And ain't.
I'm not the one.
Repeat that to yourself. Don't let these people play with you.
Don't let these people catch you with your head down. I'm not the one, baby. Pick that head up. Fix that crown, queen.
And if you need a boost, Flo Millie has a song called, well, it's Young Baby Tay's song, but Flo Millie is on it. And I just say it's Flo Millie's song called I Am. Go listen to that. It'll pick you up.
You know what? Who I've been on lately, who been having me popping my SHIT?
Yay!
Big Lotto!
I'm here for it.
What? You be in the shower like, oh, I'm a freak elite, but I never let it broke. Oh, yeah. Y'all get on Bitlotto. If you just need to feel yourself for like 10 minutes, if the rest of your day sucks and you just need to feel yourself for 10 minutes,
Bitlotto. Every time I hear it, I like to think it's Bitlotto Bit Remix.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need.
But all right, ladies, you know how to reach us. Email us at nyagtpod@gmail.com. Our website is gumroad.com/NYAGT. Facebook page, Not Your Average Girl Talk. Like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast outlets. And that's it for me.
Bye. Bye.